Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love, with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The property had been sitting empty long enough that most people in the area had stopped paying attention to it, which was part of the reason the price made sense when they first saw it. It wasn't in terrible shape, but it had clearly been neglected for years, with the kind of wear that comes from time rather than damage. The house itself was livable with some work, and the outbuilding behind it, something between a shed and a small workshop, looked like it hadn't been opened in just as long. That was what drew his attention first. He'd always liked having a separate space to work on things, even if he didn't have a specific project in mind yet. And the idea of clearing it out and making it usable again felt like a good place to start. The door stuck when he tried to open it, as if the frame had settled just enough to hold it in place, but after forcing it a little, it gave way with a sound that suggested it hadn't been moved in a long time. The air inside was stale and heavy, carrying the smell of dust and old wood that had been closed off from everything else for years. Light filtered in unevenly through a small window, just enough to make out the shapes of what had been left behind. There wasn't much. A few tools that had rusted beyond use, a workbench that had warped slightly over time, and in the far corner, angled toward the wall as if it had been pushed out of the way and forgotten, was the chair. It didn't stand out at first. It was just a wooden rocking chair, worn but intact, the kind of thing that might have been used for years before being set aside and replaced. The finish had faded in places, and one of the arms showed signs of repair, but nothing about it suggested it was beyond saving. If anything, it looked like something that had been kept for a long time before being left behind. He stepped closer, brushing a layer of dust from the backrest with his hand, more out of habit than curiosity, and noticed that the wood beneath it was still solid. It would take some work to clean it up, maybe a little sanding and refinishing, but it wasn't the kind of project that required much thought. That was what made the decision easy. He carried it out later that afternoon without giving it much more consideration, setting it just inside the house, near the living room, while he figured out where it would go. At that point, it was just another thing he had found on the property, something worth keeping instead of throwing away. For the rest of the day, it stayed where he left it. Nothing about it felt unusual. That first night passed without anything that stood out. The house still felt unfamiliar in the way new places always do, with small sounds that hadn't settled into anything recognizable yet, but nothing about it felt out of place. The chair remained exactly where he had set it. The next day he moved it. Not far, just enough to clear space while he worked, shifting it a few feet closer to the wall so it wasn't in the way. He didn't think about it again after that, and by the time evening came around, it had already blended into the room in a way that made it feel like it had always been there. It wasn't until later that night that he noticed something was slightly off. He had been sitting in the living room for a while, reading or watching something he couldn't remember later, when he became aware of the chair again. Not because it had made a sound or done anything obvious, but because it felt like it wasn't where he had left it. At first, he dismissed the thought. It wasn't unusual to misremember small details like that, especially in a place that still felt new. And there was nothing about the chair itself that confirmed it had actually been moved. It sat against the wall the same way it had earlier, angled just slightly toward the room, the runners resting flat against the floor. He stood up and walked past it, not stopping, just close enough to look at it from a different angle, as if that might resolve whatever felt off about it. Nothing changed. It looked the same as it had before, and there was no reason to think it had been moved at all. By the time he went to bed, he had already let it go. The next morning, the chair was a little farther out from the wall, not enough to draw attention right away, but enough that when he walked into the room, he paused without fully understanding why. It took a moment for him to place what was different, and even then, it didn't feel significant enough to question. He assumed he had moved it. That explanation made sense, and there was no reason to look for another one, so he didn't. He pushed it back slightly as he passed by and went on with the rest of his day. It happened again that night, and not in a way he saw, and not in a way that made a sound, but in the same quiet shift that had no clear beginning and no obvious cause. One moment, it was where he expected it to be, and the next, it wasn't quite there anymore, angled just enough that it felt like it had been adjusted rather than moved outright. This time, he noticed it right away. He stood there a little longer than he had the night before, looking at it without getting any closer, trying to decide if it had actually changed or if he was just paying more attention to it than he needed to. There was still nothing about it that confirmed anything. No sound, no movement. Just a chair that didn't seem to stay in the same place for very long. He told himself it was the floor. The house wasn't perfectly level, and it wouldn't have been the first time something had shifted slightly without being noticed. That explanation held well enough that he didn't feel the need to question it further, even as he adjusted it again and made a point of noticing where it sat before leaving the room. Later that night, he heard it. Not loudly, and not in a way that could be mistaken for something else, but clearly enough that it stood out against the quiet of the house. A soft, slow creak. The kind of sound a wooden rocker makes when it shifts just slightly against the floor. He didn't move right away. He sat there for a moment, listening, waiting to hear it again. But the house had already settled back into silence. Whatever had made the sound didn't repeat, and without anything to follow it, it was easy to place it alongside the other small noises he had already gotten used to. Still, when he finally stood and looked toward the chair, it wasn't where he had left it. It had moved just enough to face farther into the room, as though it had been turned slightly while no one was watching. That was the first time it didn't feel like nothing. He didn't go near it right away. Instead, he stood where he was, looking at it from across the room, trying to decide whether it was worth walking over and adjusting again, or if it was better to leave it where it was and ignore it. After a moment, he chose the second option. He turned off the light and went to bed, leaving the chair where it sat. Even then, it didn't feel like a problem. Not yet. By the next morning, the chair was back against the wall. That was the first thing he noticed when he walked into the living room, not because he had expected it to be there, but because he had gone to bed deliberately, leaving it out in the open. For a moment, he stood in the doorway, trying to remember if he had moved it before turning in for the night, but nothing about that felt familiar. It was the kind of detail that should have been easy to recall. Still, the explanation came just as easily as it had before. He had probably adjusted it without thinking, the same way people move things slightly throughout the day without keeping track of it. The house was still new, his routine wasn't fully settled, and small inconsistencies were easy to overlook. He let it go. The rest of the day passed without anything that stood out. He stayed busy, moving from one project to another, focusing on things that required his attention rather than the small details that didn't. By the time evening came around, the chair had already slipped back into the background again, just another piece of furniture that happened to be in the room. It wasn't until later that night that it drew his attention again. He was in the kitchen this time, finishing up something simple before heading to bed, when he heard the sound carry from the other room. It wasn't loud, and it didn't last long, but it was distinct enough that it didn't blend in with the normal sounds of the house. It was a soft shift, then the faint, familiar creak of wood under weight. He paused, listening for it to continue, but like before, it stopped as soon as he focused on it. For a moment, he considered ignoring it. The house had already proven it could make noise on its own, and there was nothing about what he had heard that couldn't be explained if he chose to look at it that way. But something about the repetition made it harder to dismiss completely. And after standing there longer than he intended, he walked into the living room. The chair had moved again. This time it wasn't subtle enough to question. It sat farther out from the wall than it had that morning, angled slightly toward the hallway, as though it had been turned with intention rather than shifted by accident. The difference wasn't dramatic, but it was clear enough that he didn't need to convince himself of it. He stood there for a moment, looking at it. Then he crossed the room and pushed it back. He didn't force it all the way against the wall, just enough to return it to where it had been before, or at least where he believed it had been. The runner scraped lightly against the floor as it moved, producing the same sound he had heard earlier, only this time it came from his own hands. That detail stayed with him. He stepped back and looked at it again, making a point of noticing the position more carefully than he had before, as if committing it to memory would prevent the same question from coming up again later. After that, he turned off the light and went to bed. Sometime during the night, he woke up. He wasn't sure what had caused it at first. The house was quiet and nothing immediately stood out as different, but there was a lingering sense that something had pulled him out of sleep rather than him waking up on his own. He stayed still, listening. At first, there was nothing. Then slowly, the sound came again. A faint, uneven creak. It didn't repeat in a steady rhythm, and it didn't carry the same weight as a full rocking motion, but it was enough to recognize what it was. It sounded like the chair shifting slightly, the wood responding to pressure that wasn't quite consistent. He didn't get up right away. Instead, he lay there trying to decide whether it was worth checking or if it would stop on its own the way it had before. The longer he listened, the harder it became to ignore, not because it grew louder, but because it continued just enough to feel deliberate. Eventually, he sat up. He didn't turn on the light. He stepped into the hallway and stood there for a moment, letting his eyes adjust to the dark, listening for any movement that might explain what he had heard. He moved slowly toward the living room, stopping just short of the doorway as the space came into view. The chair wasn't against the wall anymore. It sat several feet out from where he had left it, facing more directly into the room, its position unmistakable even in the low light. There was no sign of anything else having been disturbed, no indication that something had moved through the space in a way that would explain it. Just the chair. For a moment, he stayed where he was, watching it, half expecting it to shift again, now that he was looking at it directly. It didn't. The room remained still, and the silence returned in a way that made it difficult to tell if anything had happened at all. He walked in slowly and stood beside it, close enough now to see the slight wear along the runners, the areas where the wood had smoothed from years of use. Nothing about it looked different from when he had brought it in, and there was no visible reason for it to be where it was. So he didn't sit in it. That thought crossed his mind briefly, not out of curiosity, but as something he realized he had no interest in doing. Instead, he reached out and pulled it back toward the wall again, the motion steady, controlled, as if keeping it in place mattered more than he wanted to admit. Once it was set, he stepped away and went back to bed. The next day, he didn't move it. He left it exactly where it was, not because he was trying to prove anything, but because he didn't feel the need to adjust it again. If it stayed where he had put it, then the explanation held. If it didn't, then he would deal with that when it happened. By that evening, he found himself noticing it more than before. Not directly, but in the way his attention would drift toward it without any clear reason. It didn't matter where he was in the room or what he was doing. At some point, he would become aware of it again, the same way he had the first night, as though it existed just outside the edge of his focus. That was new. He told himself it was because he had started paying attention to it, nothing more than that. but the feeling didn't entirely match that explanation. That night, he stayed up longer than usual. Not intentionally, but because the house didn't feel as settled as it had before, and the quiet carried a different weight to it. The sounds that had once blended into the background now stood out just enough to notice, even when they didn't repeat or build into anything more. At some point, he realized he was listening for it, not looking at the chair, listening for it, and even though nothing happened right away, the sense that something might was enough to keep him from leaving the room. When the sound finally came, it was softer than before. Not a full creak, just the faintest shift, but it was enough. He turned his head slowly toward the chair. This time, it didn't feel like something had already happened. It felt like something was about to. He didn't move right away, choosing instead to remain where he was and listen, letting the sound settle into something he could recognize rather than reacting to it immediately. The steady rhythm of the chair continued from the other room, quiet but consistent, carrying just enough through the hallway that there was no mistaking what it was or where it was coming from. When he finally stepped out of the bedroom, he didn't turn on the light, allowing his eyes to adjust as he moved slowly toward the living room, the sound guiding him more than anything he could see. It didn't stop this time, and that alone was enough to tell him that whatever had been happening over the past few nights had shifted into something he could no longer dismiss. From the doorway, he could see the chair clearly. It sat several feet out from the wall, facing into the room, moving with a slow, even motion that didn't change when he came into view, as though his presence made no difference to it at all. There was nothing exaggerated about the movement, no sudden force or unnatural speed, just a steady rocking that continued at the same pace, repeating without interruption. He stayed where he was, watching it. For a moment, he considered stepping closer, if only to confirm what he was already seeing, but the thought passed quickly, replaced by the understanding that there was nothing he needed to prove. The chair wasn't shifting or settling, it was moving, and it was doing so in a way that no longer allowed for an easy explanation. After a while, the motion slowed, then it stopped. The room fell quiet again, and the stillness that followed felt different from before, not because anything had changed physically, but because the explanation he had been holding on to was no longer there to fall back on. By morning, the chair remained where it had been. He didn't move it. Instead, he waited until later that day when the light made everything feel more ordinary again and carried it back out to the building behind the house, setting it in the same corner where he had first found it. He didn't spend time looking at it or deciding whether to keep it. He simply left it there and closed the door. That night, the house returned to the kind of quiet he had noticed when he first moved in, where the small sounds blended together and nothing stood out long enough to matter. The tension that had built over the past few days faded without anything replacing it, and for the first time since bringing the chair inside, there was nothing that drew his attention back to the living room. He didn't go back out to the building, and he didn't need to. Whatever had changed had already settled into something he understood well enough to leave alone. And while he couldn't explain what it had been, the absence of it was enough. Still, every now and then, when the house grew quiet late at night, he would catch himself listening a little longer than before, not for something inside the room, but for something just beyond it, somewhere outside where he had left the chair. It never lasted long enough to follow, but it was enough to know it hadn't gone very far.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.